Good morning.
Good morning.
Third time's the charm. I am here to give my testimony and just thankful for God for the opportunity. So before I start, I'd like to pray real quick. Father God, I do thank you for this opportunity, and I just pray that just the things on my heart and the words you're going to have me say are just according to your will and for your purpose, for your glory and for your honor and for your praise. Amen. Growing up, I lived in Canyon Country, right down the street, and typical suburban, dual-income, several-children household. And my mom and my dad worked, and me and my buddies were left to roam and had no supervision for most of the time. And grew up Catholic. And when I say Catholic, basically I was born Catholic because we never sat in the church my entire childhood as a family. The only time I did attend church was when I wanted to gain favor with my parents because my next door neighbors went, and then I'd get some kind of reward for going. And I started off with the works religion, and I didn't even know it. And in our house, we had a Bible, and it was prominently displayed and is big white and leather, and but we weren't allowed to touch it because it's more ornamental than anything. So my entire childhood, I never heard the gospel, and that's sad. And I lived in a community that had a lot of people and around a lot of neighbors, and never heard the gospel. So I grew up in a worldview that I was a good kid. I was a good athlete. I was a very good student. I was in honors club and all those things that you put on your resume to get into a good college, which I did. And little did I know that I was dead in my trespasses and sin while the world was telling me how great I was. And it took me a long time to figure out that there's none righteous, not one. And it took a while, and God put some godly men in my life. First one was in college. He was a basketball player with me, one of the only black guys in Canyon Country living at the time, and him and I became close friends, and he was an example of a godly man in an ungodly world that we lived in. And he was the only Christian I knew, and we became close friends, and he would see the lifestyle I lived, and he would just shake his head and say, "Donahoe," and that's all he really needed to say. So he put something in my heart where he planted a seed, and others watered it, and God caused the growth, and it was a slow growth, let me tell you, because after that, I was seeking God, but never really came to a full commitment in Christ. So I was going to Bible studies. I was attending church. And Tamara and I got married. And I thought I was a Christian. And I acted like a Christian. But there was no commitment. There was nothing there. And I remember Ron Llewellyn, which we call Uncle Lou. Tamara told Uncle Lou to get me out of the house. She couldn't take me no more. Because I was selfish, and I was thinking about, you know, how much I had done, how much I had provided for the family, how much I needed to go golfing on Saturdays to unwind. And so he took me to, I think it was a Greg Laurie gospel outreach thing, and I'm sitting there up in the stands with Uncle Lou, and I'm like, yeah, that's good, yeah, all right. Then they had the altar call, and I just sat there, and it was like, I don't need that, I'm fine. And so that continued on for a while. And then we were in some Bible studies, and in the mid-90s, I think right when Pastor Bob got here, one of our Bible study groups went to Promise Keepers. And I'm sitting up in the, again, up in the very top of the stadium. I had 10 of my buddies sitting next to me. And it's pretty good service that they do at Promise Keepers. And they're going through the gospel message again, and I've heard it then several times, and it resonated with me. And in front of 10 of my buddies in my Bible study group, all men, I get up and I head to the altar call, because at that point in time, I realized that I could not do it on my own. I was not righteous, and I needed a Savior. And I needed to make a public statement that I am a Christian, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and I made the decision for Christ. Since then, been trying to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. I've tried to be other-oriented instead of always looking to myself. Instead of growing up and going to college and having college professors and the world drill into you what the world thinks everything should be, instead of a worldview now, I have a kingdom view. I look at things through a different lens. I think of things in internal, eternal perspective. Also, like I said, instead of always thinking of myself, I try to think of others and put others first. And, you know, building a successful business, which I had, and I was working constant, I was working for my glory. I was working for things that I thought were riches and that would make me happy. Now, I work for His glory, and I work and I strive for Him because He loves me. And out of that love is why I do the things that I do. And I just want you to know that since I accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, everything didn't turn just great. I mean, as you know, I've had a kidney transplant. I had health issues. But I could tell you, I have more joy now than I've ever had. And I could tell you, my relationships are better. I love my wife. I love my family. And thank God. Amen.